Gary, you must have enjoyed your return to management.
I enjoyed parts of it. I thought we set off really well, but what pleased me as much as taking the lead was the manner in which we played for 30, 35 minutes. And, you know, the team that demolished Real Madrid was changing their shape to try and, you know, cause us one or two more problems, which was testament to what our lot were doing. So, you know, it was good from that point of view. At times we were obviously under the cosh at times, but you'd expect that with world-class players in the positions they are. But I still, apart from the goal, I can't remember them actually creating a gilt-edged chance where you think, oh, we've got away with that. They had half chances and, like, you know, shots from distance, but I would expect Ben to save those anyway. But in terms of the way the game went, I thought after that we had the best chance, Solomon's, and when Hal hit the shot I think if that goes 6 foot either side with the pace that was on it, you know, it would have been difficult for Lloris to save. So, you know, all in all, it's been a good day.
So the million-dollar question is, what was the difference today from last week, the week before? Why the performance today?
I don't know. They just play well. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything that, like, you know, could be taken as a detriment to my mate, Tone. So, you know, we played well today. We worked hard, but we've always done that. We scored the first goal for a change, which changes everything. You know, if you can get that first goal, then the entire, you know, the atmosphere in the ground changes, the way the game changes because of that goal. And like I say, they set off with Son and Kane up top, with Eriksen and Ali in and around behind them. In the end, they went to, they changed that formation, then they changed another one to 4-4-2, and then went back again. And, you know, we did have opportunities, but like I say, they played one of the best games I've seen for a long, long time when they battered Real Madrid.
How's the week been for you? Because as you say, a good friend of yours was sacked. You were then chucked in to prepare for a game away at Tottenham. So can you kind of describe the emotions and how the week has been?
Emotions, there hasn't been any, because, like, you know, I think the club were in a fortunate position for them, in that they had somebody who's, like, you know, I've not come up from the youth team or the under-18s to have a whirl at Wembley. I've taken over 650 games. My last game was a bigger game than this for me. You know, my team Wednesday beat Sheffield United in a local derby at Hillsborough, and it doesn't get any bigger than that for me. Today, like, you know, we came here, and, like, you've seen them dismantle some really top teams, and we did okay. But our lot deserve a huge amount of credit, not just before the game, but the way that they've prepared and got on with things. You know, Tony was popular amongst the players. So, you know, they deserve great credit for both the way they've played and the way they've conducted themselves in training.
And what now? It's a big game on Tuesday. Will you be in charge?
I've no idea. Tomorrow morning they'll be in. Like, everything's organised for the next week, so we know. I can tell you what time they'll be in, when they're in, what they're doing. Whether I'm part of that, I don't know. But it's that's for the club to decide. I don't know what position they're at the moment. It's nothing to do with me. But it would be remiss of me to be doing anything other than, like, just carrying on. With Mark O'Connor, Jonathan Gold, and you saw today Jerry was on the touchline. It was nice to have him there as well. So we all plough on, and then if it changes, it changes. If it doesn't, then we at least we're prepared.